Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we spent our time in Song of Songs chapter 7 and talked about the importance of growing in love with our spouse. You know, for many couples, their wedding day is sort of the mountaintop, the peak of their love. And once they get home from the honeymoon and settle into real life and real responsibilities, their marriage begins this very slow drift from that mountaintop, where they begin to grow apart and to fall out of love. And eventually, many couples become essentially roommates who are just raising kids together and who are running a household. And I think this happens because many couples treat their wedding ceremony almost like it's the finish line of their relationship, where prior to getting married, they're, you know, actively pursuing one another. They're texting each other and calling each other. They're surprising each other with gifts and planning date nights. Like, there's a lot of effort and intentionality being put into the relationship. And then during the engagement season, there is this excitement and anticipation because they can't wait to get married and to start their life together. But then they finally get married and real life starts to happen. Their careers become more demanding. Their family begins to grow. They're dealing with the stresses that come with finances and schedules and house projects. And somewhere along the way, they stop pursuing one another. They stop valuing and treasuring each other, and their love and devotion for one another begins to fade over time. And after several years, they feel completely disconnected from this person who at one time they couldn't imagine living without. But you see, this was never what God intended for our marriages. In fact, God's desire is that we would grow in love for our spouse, that we would cherish them, that we would value them even decades after we say I do. Because the wedding ceremony was never meant to be the finish line of our relationship. Instead, the wedding ceremony is simply the start of the race. It's the start of a lifelong commitment that we have made to our spouse. And so if we're going to have a love in our marriage that not only endures and lasts, but a love that actually deepens and grows over time, it's going to require a lot of work and a lot of intentionality on our part, because it's not just going to happen by accident. We're never going to drift our way towards greater love for our spouse. We have to continue to pursue them and to continue to invest in our marriage. And our big idea for this past Sunday was that daily investments lead to lifelong love. You see, a healthy, thriving marriage is not built on the big moments, on the fancy wedding or the expensive gifts or the extravagant gifts or extravagant trips. A thriving, healthy marriage is built on the small daily investments that you make that eventually compound over time. And we talked about three just very practical ways that you can make investments in your marriage. One of those was carving out intentional time together. Time that is set apart from your job and your kids and the busyness of life where you are connecting with them in a real and intentional way. This could be a monthly date night. This could be a trip out of town together. This could be just a weekly time together where you're having intentional conversation, but you're carving out that time together. The second thing that we looked at was the importance of expressing appreciation to our spouse. You know, after a few years of marriage, it's very easy for us to start taking our spouse for granted, where we begin to expect certain things from them. But it's so important that our spouse feels valued and appreciated for who they are and for what they do. And so we want to communicate that gratitude. We want to express that appreciation to them. And finally, the last investment we talked about was the importance of pursuing the Lord, both individually and also as a couple. Because if your marriage is going to be all that God has intended it to be, Jesus has to be at the center of your relationship. And as you and your spouse grow closer to Christ, you grow closer to one another. But in order to have this growing love for our spouse, we have to make these daily investments in our marriage. And so I'd love to take some time today just to pray for you, to pray for the marriages in our church, and then to give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so God, we thank you for the gift of marriage. We thank you for the gift that our spouses are to us. And Lord, my prayer is that we would continue to pursue and to love our spouse. God, that we would make those investments in our relationship, whether that's quality time with them, serving them, expressing our appreciation to them. God, if it's just the time that we spend with the Lord, spend with you, growing closer to you, God, that we would make our marriage a priority, God, because it's such a gift that you have given us. And so, Father, we love you, we praise you, and we ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.